Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Come closer. I stand here before the den of one of the fiercest consoles on the face of the earth. This hole's just big enough for me to stick my head into. Let's take a look inside the world of Xbox Podcasts. Oh crikey, they've got me!
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 65. Blue 42, Arnold is new, hut hut, for the week, July 13th, 2008.
How's it going, everybody? I'm Kyle, a.k.a. Run a Cow.
Hello, I'm Arnold, a.k.a. ND Meister.
Hello, and I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709. This week, we are going to, of course, talk to you about our new host. We're going to go over some new Gears of War replica weapons, the Newton motion controls for the 360.
Not again.
Yes,
Mark,
again.
Come on. No.
Got a little Two Human demo talk coming up. Rock Band 2 information. And pretty much everything you need to know about it will be right here. Some good information about the Air Force X4. You won't want to miss this. Then we hit the feature, which is NCAA Football 09, followed by two achievement tips for Guitar Hero Aerosmith. And then we close out with your questions. But for starters, I'd like to introduce you all to our new host. Arnold, would you like to take just a few minutes to, share whatever you want with our listeners?
Well, great. And first of all, I just want to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to be on your team. I feel very privileged. I've listened to you guys for a while, and I think you guys are gracious hosts. One of the things I want to talk about is that it's going to be difficult to replace Brun because Brun was Brun, and so I want to set the expectations now for the viewers and listeners that I'm not going to be him, and I don't expect to be like him. But I would like you to consider me more of a, probably a color commentator for Mark and Kyle. So whenever they have something to say, I'll have something else to say. But let me tell you a little bit about where I'm from. I've been an Xbox Live gamer for about 5 years now. And my first Xbox Live game was Mech Assault, right when the first Xbox Live, when Xbox Live first started out. And after that, I became a big Ghost Recon fan.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah.
That's one of the reasons why we picked you was your Ghost Recon history.
No.
We all love Grah here.
That's not it. It was because his bribe check was bigger than anybody else's.
Oh.
That's right.
That's true.
Right.
That too.
It was
but
huge. But anyway, I'm one of the founders of a website called Too Old to Quit, and it's a website for older gamers, and most of us started out as Grah players, and we all started out at geezergamers.com, and that's a big site, and it was mostly that site particularly started out as a Halo site for older gamers, and all the Ghost Recon guys kind of grouped together and said, hey, let's start our own stuff. And we did that, and so Too Old to Quit kind of was born out of that. And one of the things that I like about our website is that we all kind of become real good friends from that. And I want to try to bring that same kind of experience to all you listeners out here. One of our mottos for Too Old to Quit is Brothers of the Box. And we all think that we're all brothers, and I hope that this pans out here for the Xbox Podcast crew. One thing, I'm going to go ahead and answer this before any questions come out. When you look at my gamer score, it's not very big. I don't have a whole lot of points.
Wait.
And that's because, yes.
Was that a typo there? Did you, you know, what happened? I mean, I thought we were replaced when the criteria for a new host was you got to be above 10K gamer score points. How did this slip by?
I told you. I don't know. Check was really big.
You guys are the ones that chose me.
There we go. But we'll give you time to explain yourself here, because this is a big right. This is a big thing. This is a big issue. But go
this
ahead.
This is a huge issue. I play Xbox Live for different reasons. Mostly it's for the camaraderie. And I really could care less about the gamer score. That was never one of the reasons why I bought the Xbox in the first place. I am, though, a multiplayer hound. I play all the multiplayer portions of all the games that I play. And that's probably the reason why I don't get a lot of points, because some of them, you know, of course, some of these games out here don't have a whole lot of multiplayer points as far as gamer scores are concerned. And I rarely ever play any kind of single player portions of any game. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've finished a single player portion of any of the Ghost Recon or the Grav or the Grav.
Wow.
Games. I know.
I thought the story was pretty good, but I will hand it to you. If you play the co-op missions, then you're good in my book, because the co-op
I do play the co-op awesome. Missions. Yes, I do play the co-op missions. Matter of fact, I got that hour-long defend. That took forever.
That did take a long time, Wing. You remember that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, my gosh.
That was ridiculous. I think I fell asleep during that one, too, and I woke up and I had the achievement.
You know, we had to do that, yeah. I had to do it. We had to do it like four or five times. So that's like a five-hour evening just right there.
I think a couple times, Wing, didn't we get to like 45 minutes and then somebody screwed up and we had to start all over?
Well, you run out of ammo.
Yeah.
You got to start.
Yeah, well, you get down to that last 10 minutes and then, you know, the guys stop coming. So the guns, you know, there aren't any guns out there. And the ones that do come, you know, you kill too far away, so you got to crawl up there and try and get the gun.
Yeah.
Oh god, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was a good teamwork deal, because you know, someone would be like, okay, I'm out of ammo, and then we'd all be like, okay, hold your fire so that, you know, three people can get really close and we'll kill them, so that way we can, you know, that person can pick up their AK. But sometimes the AKs only had like 40 bullets in it, so you'd have to do it again once you shot like four people. So
yeah, you had to go out, and then you had to run around and try to find the one with a big magazine.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
It was bad, but at the same time, it kept you playing. So, but I'm glad I don't have to.
Now, did you guys put everything in single shot?
Yes.
Yes.
Like all your other guns?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we did too. And then I just when I picked up that big automatic gun, I just did short bursts.
Yeah. But exactly.
God, that was terrible. That was one of the most intense nights I've ever played. Grow with, and it was just after that I was spent.
Yep.
I didn't want to look at the game for like a week. But anyway, contrary to most certain gamers I know, wink wink, who like achievements,
you must be talking about you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But you know what, it's a good thing though. You know why? Because I'm going to bring a different perspective to the show instead of a bunch of these, you know,
achievements, people that W's. Like achievements.
Yes.
We won't say that word, but we know what everyone's thinking. And Wing and I are both those people. we play the TMNT. We hate it. We play the Avatar. We hate it. But yet we come out with 1,000 points and we're like, it was worth it somewhat.
You know, this is what I don't understand, because I've been a gamer my whole life. I don't know why it's gotten, why I've gotten into this where I want the points. I like it because there's certain aspects to the game that I will play. Like, I used to just, you know, go through with my one type of character, my one gun, because that's what I was always comfortable with and play. Now I've been forced to try different things, which I do like, because I'll play a game from a different perspective than I normally would. I'll step out of my comfort zone, and I found a lot of enjoyment by doing that. So I like GamerScore for that. However, to waste your time in your 2 minutes and a couple of days to rent Avatar for 1,000 points, when you only played the game, it was in my box for 1 minute. I mean, what was the point of that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of embarrassed. I don't know why I've You know,
well, if, well, you know, if that's give the you case, a hard time. Wing, you shouldn't be as embarrassed as I am, because I was the first one on the crew to do it, because I was so desperate to catch up to you, and now I've kind of given up all that hope. And please don't insert the audio in which, you know, back in episode 6 where I was like, Wing, you're never going to catch up to me, you know, it's going to be over, you know, you're going to be the, you know, bringing up the rear when it comes to gamer score points. At least I do know why we did get hire Arnold, is because he is still last place in gamer score, so that's important. I can't be number 3, because that just can't happen. So no, that I do understand that portion.
That competition
of it
is now instantly over.
Exactly. See, I worried about Brun a little bit, because he was, you know, 10K gamer score, and I think I'm at like 14 or 15K, and you know, now you got to play like 10 games to even, you know, be 5,000 away from me. So, and that's at all 1,000%.
And I'm going to tell you this right now, it's not going to happen. I have a life.
Hey, what are you trying to say? Ouch.
Yeah.
But no. I mean, I understand. I understand the point system, and I appreciate it. And I think I can tell you this. I think you guys have talked about this in an earlier show. The point system that Microsoft has designed was genius, because it just opened up a whole new world for all these people to try and go out and get gamer points.
Right.
Where in the past, you know, you would buy a game, like with the Xbox, you'd buy a game, you play it for about a month, and then you just stick it someplace on a shelf or forget about it, or it becomes a coaster, you know?
Yep.
You never did see it again.
And it has to be genius, because other companies are copying it. Cough, cough. Sony.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I digress.
Let's just bring everybody up to speed that Arnold is sitting at 4,630 points. Kyle is safely ahead of him at 14,420. And I will say that this was like episode 2 when Kyle was 100 gamer score in front of me, and he said I'd never pass him. And by the following episode, episode 3, I believe it was, I had already passed him, and I am now currently at 32,382. So,
oh my goodness!
I think I have a very comfortable lead over Kyle. So. Yeah.
Why can't I call you that name? Why can I not call you that name?
Because we're a family-friendly show. And you know what?
Oh my goodness! It's like on the tip of my tongue. It's like, come on, please let me say it.
But that, you know what? I blame Kyle. Why it's his fault that I am the way I am, because it was no big deal until he pushed me into that, saying I could never pass him.
Yeah,
and from that I've never
it was
looked
all
back.
Over. And that was back when I was at like 5K, and you were at like 490 or something like that. And yeah, I blame Wing too, because I just can. So, but yeah, I think eventually, if I keep at it, I might be able to beat him. Or I'll just wait till the Xbox 720 comes out and just buy a bunch of games for it and rack up there and just start over. So,
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my son on here and just let him boost for me.
There you go.
That's not fair.
Because he's home all day, you know, during the summertime. It's like, hey, why don't you get on Battlefield and get me a bunch of points?
Yeah, here, I'll rent this game for you. You get 950 points, or, you know, above 500, and then I'll give you $5.
Yeah, that's just like the WoW players, you know, paying guys for their, you know,
gold farming.
Exactly.
For characters.
Selling characters on eBay and stuff like that.
Achievement farming. There you go.
There you go. Yep. Yeah.
Arr.
We got a new business.
Let's go back.
Yeah.
Let's go back to what I was
saying. We digress a lot.
We digress a lot. I want to do one thing, though, guys. I want to make a pledge to you guys that I'm here to represent you, and we're all here to represent you. We are pretty much your voice of all the things that you're thinking about when you read about these articles and see these rumors or see a new accessory come out for the Xbox 360 or new game. I mean, you all have thoughts and you all have opinions, and it's our job to try and voice those type of opinions. So one thing I'm going to pledge to you is that I'm going to try to voice your opinion. And one thing that I would like from you viewers and you listeners is for you to give us feedback and let us know what you want. And it's, you know, I looked at your forums and it has a fairly regular amount of people visiting it, but you know, it'd be nice to have a little bit more import. So,
oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm just going to throw that challenge out to you guys. But you promise to do that, and I'll promise to deliver. That's about it.
Cool. Well, we're glad to have you on board, and I think you know, it'll be good to have you here, and you know, hey. You may not take good pictures like Brun. I don't know yet, but, you know, I think you'll fit in good. And we still got Brun here. He's still doing our arcade releases, and he hasn't gone away. He's still very much a part of our show. And so we just added to it, and we're glad to have you on board.
Yep, definitely.
I appreciate it. Really do.
All right. Now let's go ahead and move on real quick before we go into our top stories. If you want to add yourself to the Xbox Podcast Gamer Card, you can do that by going to our main page at xboxpodcast.com. On the right-hand side, you will see our gamer cards, and at the very bottom of those, you will see the Xbox Podcast Card. Simply click on it, and it'll take you to mygamercard.net. You can add yourself to our card. We're trying to get 1 million gamer score points, and obviously Arnold's not going to help us much in achieving this, so we need you listeners out there to help us. We're currently about 664,596 points as of tonight, Friday night. So we're getting there. We're getting close to that million. So go on out there, add yourself, and let's see how long it takes us to get the 1 million points.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
All right, before we get into top stories, I've got to call Kyle out on the mat. And I'm going to tell you that, Arnold, next week you might not be the new host anymore. You might be the old vet because this is Kyle's last show as far as I'm concerned.
What's going on here?
I need to call you Arnold, Benedict Arnold.
What did I do to deserve this? Excommunication from Xbox fanboydom.
It seems to me that it was bad enough you went out and got yourself a Wii. Okay? That's just pathetic.
Well, technically, I didn't get myself a Wii. My brother found it in a grocery store that they didn't even know they had, and then he got bored with it, so I bought it from $80. Now, $250 or $80 for a lightly used Wii, I went ahead and did it because, you know, motion controls a little cool, so I went ahead and did it. So there's my explanation for that.
Okay, I can survive on that. Okay, however,
okay,
I don't know if I can excuse the purchasing of a PS3 that I know you have just recently completed.
Yeah, you got me on that one.
I'm so disgusted.
Well, the only to explain myself, the only real reason why I got a PS3 was because it was at a good price, $499 for an 80 gig PS3 plus Metal Gear Solid. So it wasn't too bad of a price point. It plays Blu-rays. It's the cheapest Blu-ray player out on the market, and it's you know, I mean, besides that, the only games that I would really play on it would be PS3 exclusives. I'm still gonna buy all the cross-platform stuff is going to be on Rock Band or on Xbox 360, so you can tell what's in my brain right now. So that's really the only reason why I bought it. Now, there are having it and playing it for like 5 minutes because I didn't have an HDMI cable on me. It is super, super quiet. That is nice because my Xbox 360 is like a jet engine. So that is a pro to it, but it is hot. Holy, I had it on some styrofoam and I was afraid I was going to melt that styrofoam like no other. It runs very hot. And the PlayStation Home or the PlayStation, network thing, for their online is like exactly like Xbox Live. It's kind of funny. But, like, the setup. But it's still got a long ways to go. Now, the thing, basically, the reason why I got a PS3 was to have my own opinion on which is the superior console. You know, I know I'm still an Xbox fanboy at heart, but I want to be able to say, you know what, honestly, the Xbox is better at, you know, this and looks better with this, but the PS3 has it in these categories or whatever. So I just wanted to be able to honestly compare and report my comparisons on the show. So that was, and it's a cheap Blu-ray player. So, but anyways, that is my plea for reinstatement back to Xbox fanboydom, because I truly do like my 360. I've had it since launch. I still have the box that it came in 3 years ago. I still remember to the day hooking it up and playing my first game on it. So, which was Perfect Dark Zero, by the way, and it sucked. But, so that would be my plea for reinstatement to fanboydom.
Okay, I can tell you what. I can really understand the fact that now that the HD DVD Blu-ray wars are over, that it would be, you know, if I'm going to go out and buy a Blu-ray player, I might as well go ahead and get a PS3, because there isn't going to be that much in a difference in price.
Right.
But that would probably be my only reason for getting it. I do know one thing. When they talk about games and whether one's going to be better on the 360 or one's going to be better on the PS3 and back and forth, it's going to be hard to compare the two consoles, apples to apples and oranges to oranges,
right?
Because they're just different technologies, and then the game, and what makes it worse is that the game developers that are going to make these games and port them over to both the 360 and the PS3 are going to normalize the graphics so that they're going to be just about the same on either console.
Right.
So that you're not going to be able to compare them really that much. I mean, but
well, yeah,
you know,
that is
when you
true.
Get SOCOM, when you get SOCOM, you can tell me how good it is, because
I'm definitely getting
good
SOCOM,
things about it,
because I've heard a lot of good things about it. But the thing that I don't like about the PS3, and I know Blu-ray discs on games, oh my goodness, you know, Metal Gear Solid 4, wow. Playing like 5 minutes, I wasn't very impressed with it, to be honest. Probably because it was just standard definition. I hadn't had an HDMI cable. I do have an HDMI cable now. But the thing I don't like is that the mandatory 10-minute install. That was a bummer, because I was pressed on time and I had to go to work and I wanted to play it a little bit, but I had to wait 10 minutes for it to install. So that was kind of stupid, because the Blu-ray disc, it reads a little bit slower. But, you know, it has a lot more content on there, blah, blah, blah. And you get to watch the 90-minute cutscenes. Woo! That's going to be fun. But yeah, there are a lot. Just playing, I had like 3 minutes of gameplay, and I swear I probably skipped through like 15 minutes of cutscenes. It was bad. It starts off, you turn on the game, and there's, after the install, there's a cutscene about somebody having a cooking show with an alligator head. I was like, I don't understand this, but whatever. So, I guess that's me jumping in on the fourth installment of Metal Gear Solid.
Probably.
And
they probably reference all the other stuff in the other games.
Yeah, but anyways, I digress. Mark, please accept my plea to continue hosting the Xbox podcast.
We'll get back to you on that. All right. Now,
well, how about you go ahead?
On to my next thing. And still, we're not getting into the news yet. This is going to be a long show, I can tell. We're not even in the news yet. But I got to give a big old shout out and thank you to Best Buy. Now, you know, you've been hearing me talk on previous shows about my box locking up and freezing. I was going to exchange it in and use my 2-year, you know, exchange or warranty that I had. Well, I had it today, pushed me over the edge. I was trying to hold out for the 60 gig drives to show up, but I couldn't take it anymore, so I took my box back today and turned it in. And, you know, I was really impressed. I walked in. They're like, oh, what'd you red ring? And I'm like, nope. I said, but it's locking up all the time, and the drive is pretty much toast. And they're like, okay, just grab one off the shelf there. So standing right there, they had them all PS3s and stuff. They had them sitting right by the customer service counter. So I grabbed a new one, and I looked in the hole to see when the manufacture date was, and it was May of this year. So it's only 2 months old. And I kept my hard drive for my old one. Put it on, brought it home, put my new baby in, put on Guitar Hero Aerosmith, because that game would constantly lock up the worst. I just tons of problems. I couldn't even play the game hardly. And proceeded to go through about 20 songs uninterrupted, not a single problem. I was able to complete the game. And all evening, everything I've played, absolutely not a single problem. And I'm so happy to have this new box. And on top of it, they gave me like $40 in gift cards as well, because when I bought my original box, it was $400. And then when they rang it in and then rang up the new one, it was at $350. So, and I'm not sure how I didn't get $50 back, but I don't know. All of a sudden she hands me a card, because I'm waiting to pay them money to renew and buy a new 2-year replacement warranty on the new box. And they're like, oh, here you go. Here's your gift card for $40. You know, here's the difference or whatever. And then they didn't even charge me for warranty, because my current warranty is in effect for the 2 years, no matter how many times I swap the box out. So I'm still covered, and I got money back, and I got a new box that works, has HDMI, has all the new hardware in it. I'm very happy today.
Sweet. Hey, Mark, I'm reading this email right here. And it says to all new employees, it says previous hosts are to give the new employees some sort of perk. So that $40 card could, you know, come my way.
I didn't get that email. you're reading your real works email.
I could use that. I need a new game.
I'll figure out something to do with it. Thank you very much.
You'll probably go buy like the latest and greatest achievement, easiest achievement game on the market from Best Buy.
Well, I got a bunch today just by playing Viva Pinata Party Animals.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Kyle.
No problem.
All right, but anyways, let's move on to the news. I'm going to start out here, and then
finally
make this quick so I can stop talking. But we know that the Gears of War little figurines are out, but now they're going to have Gears replica Lancers. They're priced and pre-orderable at this time. And I hope you save some money, because it's going to cost you more than a PS3. Right now, available for pre-order from Triforce Sales is a life-size, 3-foot-long, 15-pound, blood-stained, and wicked Gears of War Lancer replica. All for the low, low price of $949.99.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's ridiculous.
When, if you're not into guns, you know, you can always pay the low, low price of $549.99 for a 20-pound Locust drone bust that comes complete with stand, a fleshy gray coat of paint, and a smattering of glistening drool.
Who is going to buy?
They're
going to
sell them out like crazy, man. You know it.
Oh, dude, yeah, I know. Diehard Gears of War fans that want that thing will buy that in a second.
Oh, I know two of them right away. I know
the Lancer looks really cool, and it is definitely coated in blood.
Oh, yeah, I saw pictures of it. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, we'll have pictures of it on the Enhanced podcast, so, you know, it's pretty cool. But, you know, check our show notes if you want a direct link and a picture to it. But that's it for my first news story. And,
sweet.
Arnold, I think you're going to take us down the Wii Road, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. But not for the Wii. Not for the Wii. But that is, to be honest with you, that's the only reason why I would ever buy a Wii, is that controller. That controller is the coolest thing. And speaking of controllers, there's been a rumor going around from, actually started about with Ken Lobb doing a demonstration of his latest installment of the Banjo-Koozie game. He was saying, this is a quote, in the IGN video clip, it clearly shows a Ken Lobb playing through the hub world of nuts and bolts. Whilst playing the game, he moves Banjo up close to a crane. He then states that Koozie has a special wrench that is used in certain items. He continued saying, you basically grab the wrench and then you twist the controller around and it will move different things in the game. So he basically confirmed a motion sensor controller, right? End quote. Well, no. That's not really what happened. The rumor was blasted out on, I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday, and then the exact, almost one day later, Rare comes out, the maker of the game, and says, no, that's all a bunch of garbage. Actually, their word was rubbish. Rare's community manager, George Killian, popped over the following message. There is no truth to this Banjo motion control rumor. Banjo has been designed to be played using a gamepad from the outset. And then another comment was that Rare told Joystick, Ken's comments is in reference to rotating the left analog stick while hitting the X button to move different things in the game. However, going back to real controllers, there is a company called Modus Games that's trying to make a prototype, and possibly MS is interested, or it could just be a third-party controller. And the thing that is really cool about this thing is that it looks like the bottom half of pretty much a bunch of sports items, like your favorite. It also kind of looks like your favorite ninja sword, you know, ninja/lightsaber sword.
That's what I thought it looked like, was a woo-hoo! Lightsaber.
Yeah. All you Star Wars pseudo martial artists are going to love this thing. But you hold it just like a golf club and a baseball bat, or you can also hold it like a katana. And by the way, my family owns a katana. I love that thing.
I'm sure.
We got it. Yeah, I got it when I was like a teenager from this collector or something like that. And the experts say that it's a sergeant's sword, whatever that is. I don't have a clue what that means. But it's really cool. But you kind of hold that thing like that. And there's some close-up pictures of it in our links. The controller's got multiple trigger areas, like on the top and bottom. And the D-pad and the joystick are pretty much ergonomically placed where the fingertips are, where the thumb tips are. And, of course, my favorite attachment is the wrist strap, and that prevents that Southwest Airlines commercial. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Guy goes, hey, check out my new game. If you just move the bat like this, why don't you throw me a pitch? And then there goes that HDTV.
Or that want to get away.
Yeah. But it all looks good. And, man, I'd love to get my hands to test it. So, you know, maybe we should throw our clout around and on XboxPodcast.com and just say, hey, we're the hosts and contact the company. Do you think they'd go for that?
It's possible, maybe. I wouldn't rule anything out at this point, but that would be cool to test.
Yeah, I'd love to see that thing. That's about it. So rumor is really a rumor.
And Arnold's hit it right on the head with his first show. We love rumors over at Xbox Podcast, so. And definitely love rumors. So you've seen a lot of them, and I bet you'll continue to hear a lot of them also. So nice.
We'll put a lot to rest next week, though.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's gonna E3 is gonna be awesome. Like it always is each year.
I wish I could just take an entire week off just to watch everything.
That'd be nice. Not gonna happen.
Well, one thing we know about next week for E3 is that the Microsoft will be bringing their Bringing It Home campaign back to Xbox Live, so you can check Xbox Live, and you know, the day of each event, they're going to release a lot of demos and trailers, and all kinds of stuff are going to be out on Live. And also, as a part of that, is going to be the Two Human demo. And this game has had a lot of press recently, as some reviews, that's a quotes around that one, of the game have popped up, despite the fact that those reviews are not of Final Code. So now we can finally see for ourselves what we think of the game based on the demo code. Now, I'm actually looking forward to this game, and I can't really explain why, but it looks fun, and I think as long as this game is an action game, then I'm probably going to dig it. If it turns out to be all story-based like Mass Effect, then I'm definitely not going to get it, but I'm really looking forward to seeing the demo and see what this game's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a big title. It's just never really popped out to me, so I'll definitely have to pull down the demo and see what it's all about. So that would be cool.
Yeah, I'm not a real Mass Effect kind of guy either. My kids bought it, and they bought what's that one Creed game again?
Creed?
Oh, I can't think of it.
Fable?
Now.
Mass Effect?
No, or no, Oblivion? No, not Fable.
Oblivion?
No, it's the Knights. In the that's going out.
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's
oh.
Creed.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, the Creed game.
The Creed game. It was Creed. But yeah, I'm really not into that, and but I do play RTSs. You know, I'm a really big Warhammer fan. I like that stuff. So if this thing is something like that, I'd probably play it.
It should be interesting, but demos are always bad, so we'll see how it is. If the demo's good, the game's going to be awesome.
Typically.
That's just how it goes when it comes to Xbox Live Marketplace demos. So, anyways. But you know what I wish was coming out with a demo next week? Mark
what
and Arnold.
Do you
probably
wish,
Viva Pinata Paradise, Trouble in Paradise.
Well, you know, that to a lesser extent, but I really would want to get my hands on a copy right now of Rock Band 2, and I think that this is going to be the reoccurring segment each week, like GTA 4 and Halo 3 was for me, because this game looks like it's going to be ridiculously awesome.
I think we're going to probably need a week just to get through your story.
Probably. That's why I only took one this week. So that way that by next week, I'll be done with it so that I can talk about it next week, because I'm sure there'll be more information with E3 right around the corner. So basically, one user on Score Hero forums posted scans of the Rock Band 2 feature in Game Informer. And it put a lot of rumors to rest and confirmed some more songs. So first I'll start off with the confirmed song list, and then I'll hit some bullet points of the whole article and some interesting information. So the newly confirmed Rock Band 2 songs are Almost Easy by Avenged Sevenfold, Bad Reputation by Joan Jett, I Was Wrong by Social Distortion, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi, Rockin' Me by Steve Miller Band, Testify by Rage Against the Machines, and White Wedding Part 1 by Billy Idol.
Oh, Billy.
So, yep.
Billy.
So those are some pretty good songs, and by my count, I think we've confirmed now 16 songs out of 80, so we still got a long ways to go. But I read the whole article of the scans, and I should be getting the Game Informer later on this month, or I don't know when it's releasing. But basically, you'll have now the ability to tune your own instruments, and don't know how that's going to work, but that should be interesting. One thing also in Rock Band is that you had, if you set up a World Tour leader, you had to play with that leader on. So, for example, on my Rock Band account, my leader was the vocalist. So every time I tried to play a World Tour, I had to have the vocalist in there for it to work. Well, in Rock Band 2, you can drop in, drop out with different characters and still play with the same band. So I could play vocals and guitar one time, and then I could go back with a friend and he'd be on the drums and I'll be on the guitar, you know, whatever. You can switch around like that. Now, also, what's very highly anticipated, I know for everybody, but especially for us, Wingman and I, and Arnold, I think you're going to jump in on this also, will be the ability to do the World Tour online. And basically, they're going to have the same cities in the World Tour, but they're going to add a bunch of different options and a lot of additional customization options. That also, it's going to run on a smart system, so as you download DLC, it will add new set lists, including that DLC in the World Tour. So I know Wing and I are going to be doing that, and we're going to have to convince Arnold to get on there and pick an instrument so we can have the Xbox podcast band. So
I'll do it. I'll even sing.
That will definitely... yeah, go ahead. We need somebody. So, I mean, either it's, you know, guitar, drum, bass, vocal, anything. We'll take you at anything, because we couldn't even get Brund to do anything, even buy the game. So...
I could get me and my son on there together.
Oh yeah, you know, I'm not sure if it will allow you to do guests. That would be an interesting question. But that would be even better to have a guest, and so we can have four people. But
well, he's got. I'd probably have to get a second Xbox then, though, right? If he's got his own.
Yeah, you'd have to sign in under, because I think you can only have one profile with an Xbox Live account on it. So you might have to get a second one, but. For the time being, I don't know if it'll allow a guest or not, but I guess we'll figure that out pretty soon here. Another thing that I found with friends is that they would be messing around with the fret buttons and then, like, back out of the whole quick play session or anything like that by pressing, you know, the red button, you know, a couple times, or, you know, start a random song. So it's going to be harder to... back out of the character selection screen and anything like that. It's all going to be operated on the start button. So that way, when you select your character, you can tune your guitar from right there. So that will be pretty cool. If you haven't seen the videos and pictures already, leaked screenshots and stuff like that, there's a new song selection screen that is pretty darn cool. It has all the information on this particular song, and then the difficulty for each instrument or the instrument that you currently have, kind of like the Rock Band store does, where it gives you the difficulty rating on all the different instruments. That is pretty darn cool if you haven't seen it before. Now this I thought is going to be pretty interesting. There is confirmed Battle of the Bands mode, where basically you get a band together online, and if you have people on your friend list that have or are a member of a band, you have to get a better reputation than them, and then you get to be able to play against other people worldwide. So it's kind of like you're starting out as like a just garage band, and then you get notoriety, and you have to beat out the other bands in the area before you get, you know, popular. And it looks to be a timed competition, meaning, for example, one mode that they talked about in Game Informer was where you'd have to see which band would get the best multiplier during a song. And at the bottom corner, it had, you know, days left in competition, 3 days and 4 hours. And then the winner would be chosen from there, and I don't know how all that's going to work out yet, but I'm sure we're going to get a lot more information on that, and that looks like it could be a lot of fun, too. There's a new drum trainer, or better, tutorials for drums, and it also, with all the instruments, you're able to just free play. Do whatever you want, you know, and same with each individual instruments, and then especially for the drums, since they're a little harder to play, there's many different modes, slow down, speed up. It teaches you different things to do with the drums and stuff like that. So that will definitely be really cool for me because I'm not the best at drums and I really want to get better. Now, another issue with Rock Band is that the sync and lag presets, or you know, doing it manually was kind of tough to gauge it right. The guitars will have an embedded microphone in it that all you have to do is, I guess, set it to detect lag. You hold your guitar up to your TV speakers, and it'll calibrate lag instantly. So that is pretty darn cool. So you don't have to worry about any of that. And then there's a new jukebox mode that will let you just listen to the music, and you don't have to play it. So you can let it just play whatever you have, either on the disc or DLC, and you just enjoy it and, you know, sit back and relax and listen to some tunes. So, if you thought that wasn't enough information, there's still more, and it still gets even better. So, that stuff, you know, playing Rock Band pretty, you know, a lot, what do you think about all these improvements? Do you like them? Is there something still missing? You know, what do you think?
I like it a lot.
Like, what, out of all those different new deals, and that's probably like half of them, or maybe less than that, what would be your most sought after update? Like, what do you want to see the most in the game?
I love the fact that your world tour is online, and I like the fact that you're not stuck to that leader, because I've had to create a couple different bands as well. I love that you can just switch it out and still stay in your band. I think that's awesome. I'm really excited about Battle of the Bands, and I'll tell you what, that's a new beat up the host right there, man.
Yeah.
Beat up the
See
host
can
and
beat
Battle
the Xbox
of the Bands.
Podcast, man. Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
I don't know about you guys, but I was thinking the opposite there. I mean, you get Battle of the Bands up there, and says that we have to play better than another band. Do you actually think we're going to be playing better than some of these people out
there?
See,
what you don't know, Arnold, is that we call it Beat Up the Hosts because they really do beat us up. So we're just in it for the fun, and, man, there's some people. Our listeners are freaking ridiculous at some games that I'm just like,
oh, I bet.
Is he modding his Xbox at Microsoft? Can you check his Xbox for me? Because there's no way he pulled off that shot.
I need to report somebody.
So, but yeah, I mean, this game is going to be a lot of fun. And that Battle of Bands, I'm really looking forward to that, because I think that would be awesome. And, you know, playing side by side, or, you know, in a day competition where I could just see the emails back and forth, like, during the day, be like, all right, we better get on at 6 o'clock, and we got to get this deal, because we're, you know, third place in our friends list, and we got to get first to get this notoriety and stuff like that. I can see that happening, and the more I talk about this game, the more I just want it, like, right now. So it's definitely going to be awesome.
Kyle, I hear some drool hitting your microphone.
I need to kind of move my microphone away. I apologize. I got a bucket under my feet, so just in case to catch any slobber coming out of my mouth. Because this is better than GTA 4 or Halo 3 hype, because this is actually like true stuff, and this is probably like half of it. Basically, they're taking Rock Band, which was already a great game, and making it 100 times better. So at this point, I might just dump all my money into Rock Band and then say, screw Guitar Hero. Who cares about that? It's coming out a month, you know, a month and a half later, and I'm not going to have any money because Rock Band's going to clean me out. So, but anyways, Wing, did you have any more to add on there, or Arnold, before I move on?
No, I didn't play I actually didn't buy the original game, and actually I'm glad I didn't now, because I'm probably going to spend my money on this stuff.
Oh yeah,
this sounds pretty good.
If you haven't bought it already, it comes out in 2 months anyways, so I would just go ahead and wait. I mean, even though Rock Band is an awesome game, you're going to basically get the same peripherals anyways, and you might as well get a little updated for the same price. So I would, as much as it kills me to say wait, I would say that would probably be a good call. because you get all wireless stuff instead of wired, and you know, get definitely improvements, which I'm going to hit on in the next section with the instruments. So
Actually, that's going to be the best part, right?
Oh yeah, the instruments are going to be pretty awesome. We have confirmed that we confirmed earlier that all of them are going to be wireless, including the microphone. But we have some more information on the drums and guitar. I'll start off with the guitar. It has a sunburst finish on it, and it also has a wooden finish. The strum bar is less squishy, which is awesome.
That's good news.
I did not like how the strum bar on the Fender was too squishy. I didn't even use mine. I used my Les Paul because of that fact. I was used to the Les Paul, and I think that if the strum bar was a little bit tighter and it clicks a little bit more, I'll definitely use it, because I liked everything else about the Fender, except for I just couldn't get over that. Also, the fret buttons are a little less noisy, aside from looking ridiculously awesome. That would be good also, because on the Les Paul, the fret buttons weren't all too noisy. They're mild. Now, talk about noisy. The drums were horribly noisy.
Yep.
They were bad. And, you know,
I played it, it was pretty bad.
It was a good concept, and I'd actually heard of a couple people going out and buying these $19.99 add-ons or $9 add-ons or something like that to their basically Rock Band drum softeners. It's one package of four deals, and you just put them over the drum pads, and it would reduce the noise by like 100%. So on the new drums, they're already going to have these softer pads, so they're going to be less noise. Now, I've also heard and seen people with the kick drum completely obliterate that little foot pedal. So there is a metal-reinforced kick drum for those that broke yours, and I saw one guy that had a PS3 one, and he broke it during a party, and I was there, and it was kind of funny. Now, also, in the bundle, there's just going to be... It's basically looks almost the same, but you can add on cymbals, which will include the crash ride and hi-hat. And those are tied into the already existing colors. So you have two options when it comes to drumming, on which if you want to hit the cymbal, then the higher ones or the lower ones. So that's pretty cool. And those will be separate. And I believe you can also add them on to your current Rock Band drum set also. Of course, all the Rock Band peripherals that you have right now will be compatible with Rock Band 2, so you don't have to get it. But on some instruments, I think it's going to be better with the wireless option and the ability with the microphone to sync to your TV and not have to worry about any of that. So that will be cool. Now, you thought couldn't get any cooler with that? Well, I got news for you. There are limited edition instruments. And basically, starting with the guitar again, they are taking real Fenders straight off the manufacturing line, ripping out the strings, putting fret buttons and a strum bar in there, and selling them. Basically to get the real guitar feel, but still playing a game. So those are going to be really cool. Now, they've come out for pricing with the regular ones. They haven't released pricing on these limited edition ones, and I'm almost scared to see the pricing on there, because it's so cool, but at the same time, it's probably going to be a lot of money. So be ready if you're going to get the limited edition instruments to shell out, I would guarantee, at least three times more than the game itself, cost-wise. Now, also, there is a picture in Game Informer magazine of the limited edition drum set. Oh my goodness. These things are ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
They partnered with Ion, which evidently is a electronic drum set manufacturer. These things look so insane, it made me want to shell out how much ever it is and buy it right then. I mean, they are awesome. I just want to be able to sit there and play on this thing and be like, wow, this is awesome. Not only does it do the same thing And I think we'll be able to put this picture in the Enhanced podcast. But not only will it play on Rock Band, but you can get... Now, I'm not a big drum person or a band person, so I don't know exactly how it works. But basically, with just unplugging it from your Xbox and plugging it into a drum kit, whatever, you know, speaker, amplifier, I don't know what it's called, but it converts into an electronic drum set. So from right then, you have both a Rock Band drum set and electronic drum set that you can play whatever to your heart's content. That is going to be cool, but that is going to be really expensive. So be ready to hurt your pocketbooks on that one, too. And I would say more so than the Fender, because the Fender is still technically fake, because it can't really play guitar just by itself. Now, one last thing, because I know we're at already 55 minutes into the show, and we're still not even to our feature yet, but one last bullet point is going to be there is going to be merchandising in the game. So you might think, like, what's going on there? Well, for those of you upgrading to Rock Band 2 or still on Rock Band, you can create real-world merchandise for your band available for purchase. There is also a new photo scene creator that I'm sure would go on your PC that you can upload to rockband.com, and then from there, I think you can put it on T-shirts, or I'm not sure, but you might be able to upload it to the game itself. I don't know how that's still going to work. But basically, you know, Wing, during the loading scenes where it have your band and they're doing wacky stuff, basically you can do that, but take pictures of yourself and, like, puts the facial expressions for your character, you know, on that. It's really wacky, but it sounds really cool. So I don't know how all that's going to work, but I do know that you can create T-shirts, bumper stickers, just regular stickers if you want, all with your customized band logo and characters. You know, for example, we'll probably do an Xbox podcast T-shirt that, even if Wing or Arnold, you don't buy it, I'm going to buy one just for myself to wear it around, because I think that's going to be awesome. And we might give it away also as, you know, a couple shirts as a thank you to our listeners.
As a prize.
So that will be cool. Also, if you thought the merchandising wasn't over yet, you can take your character that you've custom made in Rock Band, which there will be more options for it, and the options look kind of cool, also kind of freaky. You can take your custom character, port it over to rockband.com, and make your own figurine. They will custom make your figurine and ship it out to you.
That's cool.
So that is pretty cool also. So basically, I'm planning on dropping like $1,000 on this game when it comes out, because I'm going to be like, all right, I want this. I want the limited drum set. I want that Fender guitar. I want the game also. But then I want 1,500 T-shirts and my own figurine of every drummer and, you know, every guitar and player and stuff like that. So I'll probably end up having like a room filled with like Rock Band stuff. So
and you know what's going to happen?
Dude.
What? Is we'll never see you play in the game.
Your parents are gonna
because you're
you
going to be at work working overtime to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. See, I've already started saving up for it. I'm going to start taking money out and just keeping it cash somewhere, and then I'm just going to keep piling that up. I'm probably going to end up having to take like 20% of my paycheck and start, you know, allocating money, and any bonuses that I get, I'm going to put all that. I already know I'm going to get a bonus at the end of the month, and I already know where that's going. That's all going to Rock Band. So I'm going to try to save up in the month and a half that I have until it comes out, which I'm still kind of weary about. One last thing is I went and pre-ordered it at GameStop the other day, and GameStop still has a release date of October 30th, which is kind of weird because Harmonix and MTV said, oh, it's going to come out in September. So I'm pretty sure that will change. Amazon has the whole bundle at $189.99 coming out on September 14th. So if GameStop doesn't change, I'm going to go with whoever comes out first. So, but I'm sure that they will, or Amazon will change theirs. But look for it sometime in September. Hopefully we'll have some more information about it on E3. And we're probably going to cover the whole game before it comes out, I bet. So.
Oh, we're probably going to get some good video from E3.
And I think you just covered the whole game.
Probably. I would be satisfied with the features that I talked about right there, but I'm sure there's going to be more, and E3 will definitely shed some light on that too, I bet. But all right, clock. How long was my story? Like
a long time.
30 minutes or something. But hey, it's worth it because
long time, long time.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Okay, you know what that means? I need to cut my story short.
Just go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because this is cool, man.
Say what you need to say.
This sounds cool. This is, in fact, I got a little story to tell you after you're done with this story.
Okay. All right.
This is going to be our two-hour show for Major Sport.
Yeah,
by the
this
way.
Makes up for the last 2 weeks.
We've made up for the last 2 weeks, so it's going to be a two-hour show, and we're shoving. The reason why I don't feel bad is because you'll be doing the audio, Arnold. So you get the brunt force of this.
I know. And he wants this thing. Oh my goodness! You know, I'll be doing this thing for 18 hours.
Probably. But I'm on vacation, so I won't.
All right. So, you guys, one thing that everybody hates, and as everybody has always hated since the 360 came out, is this stupid headset. And I don't know why they stick a $3 headset on a $400 machine, but they do. And so everybody's always going out to try to find a better headset. Well, if you were like me and you play games late at night while everybody is sleeping, it'd be nice to have a set of headphones instead of your HDTV speakers blaring and keeping everybody awake. So Turtle Beach, they've been around for quite some time now. Matter of fact, their company's name is Turtle Beach Voyetra, and I remember putting Voyetra sound cards in these 286s way back when. But they've been around for 30 years, about from 1975, and they've been making this kind of stuff for that long. And they started making Xbox and gaming headsets. And I've purchased the very first one, the first Air Force, and now they've got the Air Force 4 coming out. And this, my friends, is an amazing system, sound system, because it's going to be 5.1 surround sound. True 5.1. None of this simulated stuff. And when you're playing Call of Duty and you hear that grenade drop on your left-hand side, then you know you can move, you know? Especially when you're listening to that, or you could hear the guys running away from you or toward you. That's what surround sound is. You know, that's the sensation of surround sound and what it brings to your gaming experience. I bought the Air Force 2s and for a little bit, and I liked them, but they were a little bit too, they were a little bit too, the material was a little bit too flimsy for me, and not as sturdy, but these look pretty sturdy. And let's go with some of the features that this thing has. First of all, not only does it have surround sound, it's got Dolby 5.1 channel surround sound. It uses the Dolby Pro Logic. It also has Dolby Pro Logic 2 stereo enhancer, which, an easy explanation of that is when you're listening to normal stereo, you only have a certain distance that you can really hear from. When the Pro Logic stereo enhancer, it sounds like that your ambient room is a lot bigger than the actual listening area. So it enhances that. Then it's got the Chat Boost Dynamic Talk Expander. And what that does is that without it, if the volume of the game goes up and you're still talking, your chat volume does not raise. And as the volume of the game goes up, your voice gets kind of drowned out, which is pretty common with a lot of Xbox headsets and a lot of Xbox, a lot of gaming stereo headsets. But this has a Chat Boost Dynamic Talkback Expander that actually raises the level of your chat as the volume level raises on the game. Another thing that it's got is microphone monitoring. This happens a lot when you have a headset. When you're talking, sometimes you can hear your own voice in the back, in the headset, and this helps you hear your own voice too. So it kind of boosts that signal. And then it has a boost bass to it, a bass boost to it to boost the bass sound, because it's got these huge 50mm speakers in them. And then it's also got a voice chat mixed mixer that you can lower or raise the volume of your voice and your chat separately. I mean, of your voice and the game sound separately, which is kind of a cool little feature there. And plus, it has automatic power shutoff. So it's got a lot of features to it. And it is wireless. The headset part attaches to the back of your Xbox controller, just like a regular headset does. And then the enhanced features are being transmitted wirelessly through a transmitter that attaches to the back of your Xbox for that 5.1 experience. And what's cool about this headset is it also works as a normal headset too. It'll even attach optically to your stereo. To your high-end stereo, you know. Let's see. One of the things that it's not compatible with is that little chat pad that you have that some people use. It's not compatible with that. So if you have one of those, this Turtle Beach Air Force X4 won't work on it. But the biggest thing is the price. And, of course, you know, you were talking about, you know, expensive drum sets and guitars. Well, these babies aren't cheap. They're about $199 or $200 a pop. So
yeah, that's kind of expensive.
Yeah, that's not a
for a headset.
That's a pretty penny.
Yeah, definitely.
But for those of you who like the sound experience, it's worth it. And believe me, if anyone's ever listen to or played a game with some really good stereo headsets on your Xbox 360, it's an amazing experience. It's like having the speakers in your entire room. And we have guys, I mean, there's guys that I play with that have a game room and they've got, you know, Dolby 7.1. You know, you're not really going to beat that. But, you know, for the price and for the fact that you can have that kind of sound experience in a confined space and not bother anybody else, sometimes it is worth it. And that's about
it. I actually almost bought a pair. I think it was the Air Force 3s. I actually almost bought a pair today. I was looking to what can I spend my gift cards on at Best Buy, and I saw those, and I was like, man, this would be nice to have these. And then I realized that it was the older one, and it was wired. You had to have a wire go all the way to your Xbox. And I sit clear across probably about 12, 14 feet away from my big screen TV, and I'm like, I don't want to have this cable on my floor running. So I actually put them back, and then it was very interesting when I saw your topic here. I'm like, this is what I wanted. This when I picked it up, this is what I thought it was. So, but $200 is a lot of money.
it is. $200 is a lot of money for a set for a headphones. But, you know, considering what you get for it, I think it's a pretty good deal. Plus, like I said, they do work as regular stereo headphones, too. You can just plug them right into your stereo. And they have an optical connection, too. So if you guys have, you know, those optical connections.
Well, I think that we definitely need to get the train rolling here. So... let's hit some announcements, and then we can all talk about our weekly feature this week.
Thanks to CacheFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CacheFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CacheFly delivers unsurpassed features, including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit cashfly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right, feature time. And this week we're going to be talking about NCAA football 2009. Too bad Brun isn't here to talk about this game because I'm pretty sure he's going to buy it. I've played a couple NCAA footballs in the past. To me, they're all basically the same, you know, college-style animations. So without further ado, let's go ahead and hit the bullet points on the game. It's obviously the most dynamic football animation system ever that lets you take control, complete control, break in and out of jukes, stiff arm spins, and move in a swift, fluid motion, or use the analog stick to steer a player in any direction mid-move. And, with huge cutback lanes, arm tackles, and over-pursuing defenders and downfield pump fakes, the college game is wide open. Bring a new level of strategy to your game and keep your opponents guessing with new physical bluffs and formation-specific audibles, allowing you to quickly check off to a secret play at the line of scrimmage. There's an all-new online dynasty mode, which lets you build a collegiate powerhouse online and invite up to 11 players across the country to join, with the same ease and flexibility of managing a fantasy football team. Recruit, schedule, and play for up to 60 seasons. So that's kind of interesting. You can shape your program into a perennial powerhouse and watch your team prestige rating increase after every season, with dynamic attendance, fans hungry for a championship flock to the stadium, and even travel with you on the road into the most hostile environments. String together consecutive losing seasons and your faithful won't hesitate to jump ship as your rating decreases in defeat. Experience the pageantry of college football Saturdays as cheerleaders bring the sidelines to life with aerial stunts, celebrating every moment, swinging momentum, swinging moment. Take the party to the next level by celebrating touchdowns with your school mascot after a big score. And finally, maintaining your composure is key, as less experienced players are prone to making bad decisions. Signal callers can regain composure by acing the quarterback quiz mid-game. So that's kind of interesting. It seems like more and more games are starting to put in these quizzes, like Madden does it. Now NCAA Football 2009. Old games have done it in the past, but it seems like there's been a resurgence of it for some unknown reason. All just like Madden, there's some updated features, updated rosters, and you know, there you go. This game is going to be pretty much exactly the same as NCAA 2008. The release date is 7/15/2008, and that is the overkill date. You can check more information out in our show notes. And that's basically it. So without further ado, let's hit our Marketplace section with the latest arcade review by BJSwook33.
Get your Microsoft points ready. Let's see what's new on the Marketplace.
Hello, everybody. It's BJSwook33 again, coming with a pair of reviews this week. The first is, I like to pronounce it, Schizoid. And what this is pretty simple game as far as controls, because all you use your left and right thumbstick, but it's not an easy game to play. Definitely if you do like the Uber Schizoid, which you actually have to control a pair of, a pair of guys or vehicles, or I'm not exactly sure what they are, but one's blue, one's orange. You have to, you know, direct them around the map, and the blue can destroy blue enemies, and the orange can destroy orange enemies, and if you bump into the different color, then you basically die. It does have a wingman mode, so maybe they were thinking of Wingman 709 when they named that one, but that, at least at there, all you have to do is control one, and the other is controlled by the computer to get you used to the game. But then you do have to move over, and it's, you know, like I said, it was hard for me, but people can probably get used to it. Pretty easy to look at. You know, the graphics aren't horrible, and but, you know, they're nice. It is live enabled and does have local co-op. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of the type of gameplay. It's kind of like an N+, where you have to solve a little puzzle or, you know, clear the board. And I loved N+, so if I could actually got this to work with both controls, that might be something to look at. It's 800 points, so go check that out on live. Second game is Golf Tee It Up. It's also 800 points and has local co-op. Well, I don't want to say, yeah, I guess local co-op, and also is live enabled. If any of you guys have ever played a Hot Shots game, it looks pretty similar to that. Yeah, game looks nice, controls are simple. And, you know, it's kind of hard to tell you about a game like this when all I have to say is, you know, Hot Shots if you played it. You get to customize your own character, things like that. It's a fun little golf game, so you can head out there and check it out. I will not be around next week for a review, but just as a heads up, it's E3 and a bunch of stuff is going on. They are going to be releasing Coffee Time Crosswords. So I still might write a review for it up on the site along with these two, which is at thisxboxlife.com. And so you can check them out. But I will see you guys in a couple weeks. And back to Wing and Kyle and the new host, who I can't wait to hear him. And that's about it. So you guys have a good one.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
Get your notepad ready. It's time for the Xbox Tip of the Week.
All right, I got two tips this week, but they're both for Guitar Hero Aerosmith. The first one is called Women of the World for 10 Gamerscore, and basically you need to play a song with a female guitarist. This can be done in Career. Choose one of the female characters and play a song by one of the support bands from the set list, such as Cheap Trick's Dream Police, because if you play an Aerosmith song, you will play as Joe Perry, always, and the achievement will unlock at the end of the song. Playing a bonus song in Career doesn't unlock the achievement, like I said, because you do play them all as Joe Perry. The dude looks like a lady, his 10-point gamer score. This one, you need to play a song as Izzy Sparks. Basically, this is the exact same as the other one, just for this achievement. Play a song by one of the support bands from the set list as Izzy Sparks. Again, don't use Aerosmith. And at the end of the song, the achievement will unlock. Check the show notes for more information on these two tips. That is it.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's Community Update.
All right, Community Update time, and looks like we got two questions this week. And one's from a local, Alajahada, so, and it's for Arnold. So, Arnold, why don't you read it out and answer his question.
So, what are your favorite games to play, and what is your favorite genre? Well, my favorite genre are first-person shooters and RTSs, pretty much. I love first-person shooters. They're my number one. In those first-person shooters, my favorite games are like COD... 4 and 2. I didn't play 3. I love all the Ghost Recon games. I really love them. I didn't play Rainbow Six, even though it's a Tom Clancy game, because at first, when I first started playing the Xbox, the Rainbow Six game made me dizzy, mm-hmm. actually. I was kind of nauseous. That's the reason why I didn't play Halo either. But I think I've gotten over that feeling since I've been playing a lot of games. And also, I'm really looking forward to what this MMO is for Warhammer. I want to see what that's going to be like. But other than that, that's about it.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and grab the second question here, and then we can all chime in on what Dark Destiny has for a question for us. He says, "Hey, guys, I love the video podcast and watch it on my Nano all the time. I've been saving up for an Xbox 360 for a while now, and I wanted to ask you if these are good games to start off with, mainly because I love these genres, FPS, racing, sports, skateboards, and skateboarding and RPGs. Here is my list. Skate, Halo 3, COD 4, Forza 2. These are the four games, but what do you think I should get instead or in addition to these games?" Wing, you want to go ahead and chime in on that? Well, I'll give our 2 cents on what you should do.
For driving, I think Forza 2 is great. I love it. But you might actually want to check out Grid. It's brand new. You'll probably find a bigger online community right now because everybody's probably playing it. And I know Forza 3 is probably going to come out, I think, next year. So you might want to look at Grid. But yep. Forza 2, you can't go wrong with. It is a great game. COD4 is amazing. You will definitely love it if you love shooters. I can't comment on Skate. Never played it. But I do believe that is the best skating game from what I have heard. And Halo 3 was really fun if you got some friends. And that has a huge online community, so you can't go wrong there. Additionally, if you're looking for maybe just a single-player game, I highly recommend BioShock. It is basically a shooter. It's an amazing, amazing game. Absolutely stunning visuals, great story, very fun to play. You cannot go wrong there. And you might want to look at, can't believe I'm going to say it, but if you got the money, get Rock Band for sure. But the other game I was thinking of, if shooter-wise, is Battlefield Bad Company has grown on me. And I am starting to enjoy it, and I think it's a lot of fun.
Me too. Me too.
I'll have to rent it.
It needs some patching. I'll tell you that.
Oh, but it needs some major patching. But yeah, I really, you know what? And I didn't put that in my answer for the one of my favorite games to play. But that game is growing on me. I really am starting to enjoy that game.
All right. Well, Arnold, do you want to? You want to go ahead?
Well, as far as racing, Forza 2 is actually a really good game. And Grid, the PGRs are pretty good games. The PGR 3 is really good. Sports, if you like football, you should get Madden or NCAA because those are the only two games that are out there. And they're fairly decent, mm-hmm. actually. I don't know anything about skateboarding games. Don't have a clue. I just know. I mean, I barely knew who Tony Hawk was. So, just shows you how dated I am. And RPGs. Yeah, well, you know, you've got. Isn't NWAR RPG? No, that's RTS. Yeah, I don't know any RPGs other than Fable 2 that are going to be. Fable 2 looks pretty good.
Yeah. From his list, I would definitely agree with Skate. I don't know when Skate 2 is coming out, but it has been confirmed, so I'd look at that. The only problem with this list is that if you want to do anything online, other than Call of Duty 4 and Halo 3, you might have some problems with it. Forza 2 is a relatively older game, even though it is awesome. I do agree with Wing and Arnold's opinion on getting Grid instead. I tried Grid out. Definitely loved the single player, even though it got really hard and I ended up sending it back. Didn't try out the online, but I have a feeling if the single player was really good, the online will also. So definitely recommend Grid. Forza 2 definitely would be a rent just to see, you know, play the single player a little bit, but I don't know if there's going to be a lot of people still playing the multiplayer. Forza 3 will definitely be a buy. Call of Duty 4, definitely can't go wrong with that game. Still have it, still own it. It's awesome. Halo 3, if you're a pretty big Halo fan, I really did like the story with it. Multiplayer never really grew on me like Halo 2 did. Any additions to it? I would say still look at Gras 2 as a rental just to play the story, because I think Gras 2 is an awesome game, and there still should be a little bit of following on the multiplayer, as long as they still keep releasing co-op packs for it. Second thing is upcoming releases or current releases. GTA 4 is definitely a good game for open sandbox stuff. BioShock plus one to Wing's comment on that. But I would say BioShock would also be more of a rent because, I mean, there's no multiplayer to it. So once you beat the game, you're kind of done with it unless you want to replay it on the other side. But as I've heard, there's not really much to the other side. It's kind of just the same thing happens. And I believe it's the same ending, too. Fable 2 is going to be very good. We'll have a lot better information on that at E3. So if you like RTSs, Fable 3 should be a pickup. And, you know, save some money for Rock Band, because I think Rock Band 2 is going to be really, really good. We're all going to be very happy with it. Even if it's just the game and starting out with a guitar or microphone, you know, you can always buy the game separate and then solely add on peripherals. So... that would be my suggestion. You know, if you can only start off with a few games, definitely probably number one on the list right now would be Call of Duty 4. And then you can go down from there. Skate is, from my understanding, also the best skateboarding game out there too. So I would say purchase Call of Duty 4, purchase probably Halo 3 if you're a good Halo fan. And then from there, look at Fable 2 to be a very good RPG. Oblivion's still pretty popular, but really old. And then just go from there. But thanks for the question. And if you have any, you have an update to the question, or you know, have anything, feel free to send us an email or post on the forums at xboxpodcast.com/forums, and you know, ask us anything, even if it's you know random. To keep it appropriate, and we'll definitely all answer it on the show. Let's see. We have one frapper that I guess I'm the resident frapper person now that
Arnold
gone.
Gets it.
Well, I guess. Do you want to take the frapper, Arnold?
Sure.
Well, before we hit the frappers, real fast, gotta give props to Cash Flyer, bandwidth provider. We love CashFly. They give all of our listeners speedy downloads. If anyone is interested in getting a podcast out to the masses or offering some downloads from their site, definitely check out CashFly at CashFly.com and tell them the Xbox Podcast guys sent them. So now, Arnold, I guess you're being promoted to our new frapper person, so you get to screw up on all the frappers. So this one looks pretty easy, so I'll let you take it away.
Okay, so we got a guy out there who is unknown fan from New York. It says, "Hello, new guy. I see you know about Wingman's incident."
End quotes. Yeah, let's not talk about that. I'm still emotionally scarred from that incident.
Is this a grenade thing?
it's still dating. How long ago was that grenade thing? Because that was just when Grod 2
was
popular.
That was when we first started this show.
A long time ago.
It was like on one of our first beat up the host nights. And it was like we did a couple of Gears of War nights, and then we went to Grod 2, and we're starting to do all the co-op stuff. And this had to be within the first 5 weeks, because I don't think Brun was with us yet.
I don't think
so
either. So
that was like in the first month.
So this is like
that
way
thing,
back
this is that
when.
Story. It just won't die. In fact, I'll bet you I know who Unknown Fan is, because we also had a posting in our forums today. I think it was today, about from Exorcism, who pointed to an episode of Red versus Blue, and it's about a guy that ends up, they tell this guy, throw the grenade. There's these two guys behind a wall. This really reminds me of something. And the one guy says, throw a grenade. So the blue guy throws a grenade, and it sticks to the wall in front of him. check out our forums. It's a real funny. The guy's got a link. The topic is Wingman's Grenade Accident, in quotes, and it was by Exritsim. And he's got a link in there to the video, and it's pretty funny. So check out the forums for that. And thanks, Exritsim, and for that. It gave me a big laugh, and I do believe that that's our unknown fan.
Welcome, my unknown guess. Fan.
Yeah.
Is that pretty popular, the unknown fan thing?
I don't think I've seen any.
We have a lot of anonymous.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of anonymous.
Anonymous. Okay. I thought it was either unknown fan or anonymous. I couldn't remember. Yeah.
He took the time to write in unknown fan, so we appreciate that. That's why he got a spot on our podcast. But anyways.
There you go. And if you want to get a spot on our podcast, all you got to do is put your name on the Frapper map.
Yep.
Tell us who you are and where you're from, and you'll be one of our permanent dots.
Yes, permanents. And it's right on xboxpodcast.com. So check it out. And you know what, guys? You know what's also on xboxpodcast.com? Is our Xbox Podcast Twitter account. And basically our account name for Twitter is Xbox Podcast No Spaces. And basically you'll want to be a follower of that because it will update it for updated beat up the host matches, episode releases, and basically anything else we feel you guys need to know. So definitely become a follower of that, or you can just check it out on our main page under our own Twitter accounts.
Which, by the way, I have one now. So.
Okay, cool. Then you'll
we just gotta
be
get
added
it
on that site eventually. Eventually. But
someday. Maybe they'll fix my picture first.
Yeah, we don't. Are you still Nico Bellic?
No, but I'm like super washed out or super sharp.
Ah, gotcha. Well, you are a sharp person.
Yeah.
But hey, Arnold, you want to tell us about our voicemail system that we have?
Yeah, we do have a voicemail system. And this is what I was talking about, feedback, guys. Listeners and viewers, if you want to leave us a voicemail, feel free to do so. As a matter of fact, if you feel the urge to give us any comment whatsoever, go ahead and give us a call at 206-203-1392. And we'll definitely, you know, answer it if it's something that, if it's a question you want answered or if it's just a comment, we might even comment in on the show.
Keep it appropriate, though.
Yes. Please keep it appropriate. This is a family show.
All right. Wing, I think you always have the phone casting announcement, so why don't you go ahead and take that as we wrap up the show.
All right,
this
real quick, if you want to listen to us on your phone, cell phone, landline, whichever, just dial 712-318-9269, and you'll automatically be hearing the latest episode. If you would like a toll-free number, you can dial 866-647-8182, and then just select option 2, and you'll be hearing the latest episode of Xbox Podcast.
Sweet. All right, guys. Well, that concludes our really, really long show. We haven't had one of these in a while. At least, are we done? Are we done with this week's show?
Yeah.
For the moment, I think.
Before we can think of anything else to talk about, or before I go on a Rock Band 2 tangent like I did in Top Stories, we're going to have to cut this thing off as it is, and then we can pick up next week, and I'll definitely probably have some more Rock Band 2 news with E3 right around the corner. So, without further ado, that's the conclusion of Episode 65. You can send your questions, comments, complaints to contact@xboxpodcast.com. Or please hit up our forums and post a bunch on xboxpodcast.com/forums.
This is Andy Meister saying, hasta la vista.
Okay, Arnold. this is Wingman 709 taking off to play on my new console, which is still an Xbox 360.
Yes.
Oh, Benedict. Gosh. This is Kyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow. And
Benedict.
I think my 360 is calling me, and I think I know what it's saying.
Benedict.
It's saying, why did you buy a PS3? Why? But don't worry, 360. You'll be played on a lot.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.
Thanks to CashFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features, including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting, start delivering.